Genesis chapter 37. And Jacob dwelt in the place of residence of his father, in the land of Canaan. This is the genealogy of Jacob. Joseph was 17 years old, and was tending the flock with his brothers. And he was just a lad with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph the most of all his sons, because he was the son of his old age to him, and he made him a long-sleeved gown. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him, and they could not speak peaceably to him. Then Joseph had a dream, and told it to his brothers, and they hated him all the more. And he said to them, "Do listen to this dream which I have had. There we were, binding sheaves in the middle of the field, and what happened was that my sheaf arose and stood up even, and there were your sheaves encircling it, and they bowed down to my sheaf." At which his brothers said to him, "Are you really going to reign over us, or really going to rule over us?" And they hated him still more, because of his dreams and because of his words. Then he dreamt again and had another dream, and he told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have had a dream again, and there were the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowing down to me." And he told it to his father and to his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream you have had? Am I and your mother and your brothers really going to bow down to you to the ground?" And his brothers were envious of him, but his father kept the account under consideration. Then his brothers went to tend their father's flocks in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers tending flocks in Shechem? Come, and I'll send you to them." And he said, "Here I am." And he said to him, "Please go and see how your brothers are doing, and how the flock are doing, and report back to me." And he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. And a man came across him, seeing that he was wandering in a field, and the man asked him and said, "What are you looking for?" And he said, "I am looking for my brothers. Tell me, would you, where are they tending the flocks?" And the man said, "They have moved on from here, for I heard them saying, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. And they saw him from a distance, and before he approached them, they plotted against him to kill him. And they said to each other, "Look, Mr. Dreamer himself is coming. So now, come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of the pits, and we will say, 'A wild animal has eaten him,' and we will see what becomes of his dreams." But Reuben heard, and he delivered him from their hands, and said, "Let us not fatally strike him." And Reuben said to them, "Do not shed blood. Throw him in this pit which is in the desert, and do not lay hands on him, so as to deliver him from their hands, to take him back to his father." And it came to pass when Joseph came to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his gown, his long-sleeved gown which was on him, and they took hold of him and threw him into the pit. Now the pit was empty, there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked around, and what they saw was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. And their camels were carrying spices and balsam and fine myrrh on their way to take it down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brothers, "What good is it if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let our hand not be on him, for he is our brother, he is our flesh." And his brothers acquiesced, and the Midianite merchants passed by, and they hauled him up and brought Joseph up out of the pit. And they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. They then brought Joseph to Egypt. Then Reuben returned to the pit, and when he saw that Joseph wasn't in the pit, he tore his clothes. And he returned to his brothers and said, "The lad isn't there. And as for me, where can I go?" Then they took Joseph's gown, and they killed a buck of the goats and dipped the gown in the blood. And they took the long-sleeved gown with them and brought it to their father and said, "We found this, so examine whether the gown is your son's or not." And he identified it and said, "It is my son's gown. A wild animal has eaten him. Joseph must have been torn apart." And Jacob tore his clothes, and he put sackcloth on his loins, and he mourned for his son for many days. Then all his sons and all his daughters arose to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, and he said, I will go down to my son, to the grave, mourning. And his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him in Egypt to Potiphar, Pharaoh's courtier, the head executioner.